K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition postcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas, coming off of a huge day in Kansas City. More on that this week on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State here in Manhattan, Kansas. But right now, this episode is going to focus in on K-State football yesterday, breaking Troy's 12-game regular season, well, not regular season, 12-game winning streak as Will Howard, 5 TDs total en route to a 42-13 win over Troy Trojans yesterday afternoon at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, folks. Troy, it got this is the reaction podcast. Of course, I have my co-host Alex Aiden with more. We'll talk more insight tomorrow when we get together and record that pod. But this is reaction. First off, it got dicey in the second quarter, but after that, K-State really responded well before halftime there, and then on the defense. K-State defense really took over this game. Will Lee had himself a day. Jacob Parrish, among others there. Nate Matlack, to name a few of those players who had big days yesterday as K-State now bumps up to 2-0 and now travel. Get ready to get themselves ready to go for Columbia. Yes, we got to play that team out there in the state of Missouri. Columbia, Missouri coming up next Saturday, same time, 11 a.m., it's SEC foe Missouri Tigers. But K-State led by 4 there in that second quarter. And then Will Howard put together, I think, the biggest drive of this football game down the field. And all of a sudden, Phillip Brooks had himself a big day too in the offensive end yesterday as well there for K-State. 39-yard touchdown strike there with 10 to go. 10 seconds to go in this football game as well. Yeah, that I think that for me, in my opinion, that was a drive right there of this football game. You don't get that score. Troy has all the momentum going into that locker room, and who knows what would happen because it got dicey in that second quarter there. Kicked Troy a little bit of run as I was getting food. Troy went on that run there, and then K-State there answered in. K-State's defense really put the clamps down, and what told me about Troy then that fourth quarter, they put that second string in there, they just forwarded it in a little bit there as well. Chris Klieman after the game said, quote, "We needed that game," and it goes on, carries on, and says, quote, "We had a lot of adversity, especially in the first half, and we kind of rose above it. The momentum flipped a little bit. Great job by Colin Klein, our offense, getting that touchdown before halftime," end quote there as well. K-State with Will Howard under him now. They have scored 40 points for 4 straight regular season games. That's the first time that's happened. You got to go back to 2002, the last time that productivity on offense has happened. Incredible. And hopefully they can carry that productivity to Columbia next week because they're going to need that if they're going to win that football game. But more on that later on this week as well here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Eddie Greer here recording on this Sunday here. And I don't have – hang on a second. Okay, Sunday after the Troy games. This is September 10th, 2023. This will go up immediately following once I get done here as well. Finally, we saw 2 people that we did not see, 2 players, K-State players, that we did not see last week. We saw – Marquise Siegel, you look pretty good yesterday. Made a couple of tackles out there, made a couple of big plays. And I think it was late either. I think it was in the start of the second half. Keegan Johnson, where have you been, sir? Keegan Johnson, I know from what I've been listening to from Three Mall and read some other case reports, Keegan Johnson's been dealing with a little bit of soft tissue injury. But he finally made his debut, so did Marcus Siegel as well. And they made some impacts, and I'm looking forward to see what Keegan Johnson does next week as he gets back into the rhythm of this K-State offense. He's going to be something there as well. So Keegan Johnson made a couple of catches as well. I'm going to go ahead and flip the script for K-State. Will Howard, 21 of 32, 250. He did throw a pick in this game, so that's two That's two regular season games in a row. He's thrown an interception, three touchdowns, though, in his ball game. Trayshon Ward, 56 yards on 16 totes. DJ Giddens added 52 more. Will Howard, two touchdowns on the ground. Phillip Brooks, I told y'all, began this podcast, seven catches, 94 yards. Mr. Reliable, yes, sir. Touchdown. Jaden Jackson, second consecutive game with a touchdown. I told y'all. Last year, this guy needed to be on the field. He did not get a chance to get on the field last year. And finally, he's made two consecutive starts for K-State. And Troy's receivers made some acrobatic catches, but Jaden, and they're going to be on a highlight reel for them. But we got one of our own, Jaden Jackson. Will Howard put the ball up right down the middle of the field. And Jaden Jackson, all of a sudden, with two defenders on him, dives. Will Howard put that ball where Jaden Jackson could get it. Very impressive catch right there from Jaden Jackson, who had four more catches, another touchdown, second touchdown of the year, 77 more yards for Jaden Jackson in the ball game. And Austin Moore, for the second straight game, leads the team in tackles, but he was tied up with Will Lee. I mentioned Will Lee had himself a big day. Like I said, he's only going to get better. And Will Lee, K-State Nation, is only a sophomore. Six for each of them. Moore and Lee there as well. Let's see. VJ Payne, five tackles. Daniel Green, much better game from him. Four tackles in this game. Khalid Duke reeling him in. Two more sacks for him on the afternoon yesterday. Khalid Duke, Nate Matlack. Also added another sack in here as well. Yep, he added another sack. Toby Osunami, we're going to roll with that here in the podcast. I'm not going to say it again. He also added in another sack for the K-State defense there as well in this game. As we look at the team stats here, to simplify it here, K-State 20 first downs to 15 for Troy. K-State 10 of 15 on third down and while holding Troy to 6 of 17. There in that game, in this game yesterday. Let's see, passing for Troy, 216. Rushing, K-State knows how to lock them down when they try to run the football. 70 for Troy yesterday in this ball game as well. We'll shift gears here to Troy. Gunner Watson yesterday for Troy, a buck 67, an interception and a touchdown. Goose Crowder came in the game in the beginning of the fourth quarter. 49 more yards through the air. Vidal, 83 yards on 17 carries yesterday. Leading receiver Chris Lewis with a touchdown. And Chris Lewis had a couple of one-handed grabs yesterday. I thought one of those, from my seat, I thought that ball was out of bounds. Was going out of bounds for sure. He leaped up. I think it was over Will Lee. I'm not 100% sure either. He or Jacob Parrott, I think it was Will Lee. I want to say him. And made a one-handed grab there in this game, but wasn't enough. Troy came into Manhattan, 12-game winning streak online. They leave Manhattan without that. Great job by K-State. Now you flip the script, get yourself ready to go. Huge game next Saturday on the road, your first road test against Missouri, a team that's going to be licking their chops. And from what I've heard, again, from other K-State podcasts here in Manhattan, They're ready to play, and they circle this game as, yeah, we want this game really badly. You know what I'm talking about. But hopefully K-State going to be ready to rock and roll, go over there and take care of business in Columbia, Missouri. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. And yes, I was spotted a couple of times yesterday. I had to let a couple people know about my podcast thing going on here. So, yes, yep. Pearl Project Podcast, still rolling on. We're back after kind of a little bit of a hiatus before the football season started. So we're back in action. So we got that. We're back rolling on a podcast. Yes, it hasn't been every day. I apologize for that. Dealing with some other things right now that I'm not going to comment here on this pod. But still getting the content out for you guys as well. Later on, hopefully tonight, I'll recap all of volleyball as well. Volleyball lost last night in their little trip to Nashville, Tennessee. So I know they're playing here as I'm recording this podcast right now as well. So hopefully K-State can end their Memphis trip with a victory here. We'll get to all that on that podcast for sure. Now I'm going to switch gears now to the big rest of the Big 12 from yesterday. As soon as I'm going to have to switch it over from the SEC to the Big 12 on my screen. So KU yesterday, or back on Friday, beat Illinois 34-23. Baylor, what a wild game this was. Down to the last play. Pass interference? I don't know. That's not my call there, but Utah escapes Baylor, both with no starting quarterbacks, 20-13. Big Utah was ranked 12th in there. BYU all over Southern Utah, 41-16. When I got home from the K-State game, watching the Iowa State game, oh, this got really dicey late. Iowa almost blew a lead. Iowa was up 20-3 with 12, 11 minutes to go in that fourth quarter. Iowa State all of a sudden, we're going to wake up, start playing football. And then went right down the last drive. Iowa defense bowled up, stopped them, 20-13. Iowa wins that. OU beats SMU 28-11. West Virginia blows out the Cane 56-17. Cincinnati beats Pitt by 6, 27-21. And I watched this game before I hit the bed. Texas upsets Alabama 34-24. I have not checked. I'll be honest with you, to check where Texas is now after that win there. But I got to tell you, that middle linebacker for Texas looks pretty good. Only a freshman. He was all over that quarterback from Alabama. So obviously K-State hurdle Texas. And, they look pretty good there as well. But the fourth quarter of this game was back and forth, big play after big play, punch after punch. But Texas with a knockout on Alabama last night by 10. Oregon beats Texas Tech 38-30 in this one. Tech off to an 0-2 start, folks. After, I know we're not in conference play yet, but and some people pick Tech to beat Oregon this game. Well, you can rip that ticket apart there. UCF escapes Boise State 18-16 there, over there in the Bluegrass Field. Rice beats Houston in double overtime, 43-41. We had some wild games yesterday there. I did not see that one. TCU rebounds beat blowout Nichols, 41-6. And finally, Oklahoma State beats Arizona State 27-15 there. That's a look around the Big 12 here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Our Cats 2-0 after taking down Troy and breaking their 12-game winning streak, 42-13. Will Howard, 5 touchdown afternoon. Now you take that to Columbia. Hopefully you can cut down on some of those turnovers there for Will Howard, but we'll see what happens there moving forward. But this is going to be the first real test here. I know it's not conference play yet, but after this game, it will be conference play. The next home game here in Manhattan, Kansas, will be against UCF. Much more anticipated matchup. And those of you wondering, or have been asking me, what time that's going to be, I don't know yet. We might hear something from the Big 12 either. If it's not this week, it'll be definitely next week. But I'm pretty sure, now that I think about it, I think it could be this week, because usually they let us know, or let the teams know, not me. They'll let the teams know 2 weeks ahead of time. But we'll see where that is. With that, I would assume, hopefully it's not an 11 o'clock game. A clock game, I would assume it would be an afternoon game there, but the UCF is undefeated. Maybe we did stick in a night game. Who knows what happens, but my guess, it will be a 2:30 or 3 o'clock game. That is my guess, but we'll have to find out what the league says there coming up here in the upcoming days here for the Big 12, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We are on iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, a few more other places out there, including we're on Podbean as well. You can go listen to us there. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate you for stopping by and giving us a listen here today. Whenever you check this out, me and Alex will be back on here recording again tomorrow night to discuss a little bit further on K-State's win over Troy for sure. And I'll be back on here a little later on tonight or here in a few hours to record volleyball recap as well for Kansas State sports as well. I'm trying to think of somebody. Yeah. Oh, soccer. Yeah, soccer tonight against Oral Roberts 6 at Busey Family Park. Can K-State get a goal? They have gone 4 matches without scoring a goal. They have to help their chances there. They have to do it. Help their chances winning. First, you got to put the ball in the net. You got to find somehow to get that thing in the net. So hopefully they can break that little streak there of theirs there and try to get themselves back on the winning track there as K-State soccer wins soccer. I should specify that. 2-3-2. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for another edition reaction of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State, K-State football. Chris Kleiman, Will Howard, Austin Moore, take down Troy last night, 42-13. Next up for K-State, first road test of the year, next Saturday on the road in Columbia. Eddie Greer here for the podcast. Of course, my co-host Alex Aina as well. Appreciate y'all for listening. We will talk to you here this week. More coming up from the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.